those plays, those stops on the penalty change the game?
You know, that's the beauty of the game. The game changed in 1 second to be good or to be bad. And in our case, you know, we could go 2-0. But nobody knows what could have happened in that situation. But what we knew, or what we know, what I know, is the mentality and the attitude of the players today that went completely throughout the whole game. And with that, I'm proud of the players. I'm happy for their mentality. And I'm sure that if we continue playing this way, we're gonna change the momentum to be more positive than negative.
Coach, what was the biggest difference you noticed from your side from Saturday to today?
They were more convinced to go forward, to pressure, to go higher. They were more convinced, and that it's important. And we, you know, if you notice the way we scored, is that we were looking to make those passes and we were looking to go forward instead, passing the ball back to our goalkeeper. So something that it was obvious for us that in the second half against Toronto, we passed the ball back to Evan 25 times. So I told him that I was embarrassed about that, that they should be embarrassed. And obviously, you can pass the ball back to the goalkeeper for sure, but not 25 times. So today, the approach was much better. The ideas, very good. We know nothing is going to be easy. Vancouver was a good team. They have chances, yes. And we have a lot of chances too. So I think we started to believe more in ourselves, which is important, and especially here at home with 5 more games to play at home, we need to continue believing, and we need to continue with that mentality and attitude. It doesn't mean that we're going to win everything, but if we can play with that attitude, that intensity, that mentality, I'm totally sure that not only the fans, but I'm going to be at peace with them, and they're going to be happy for what they bring to the field.
I know this is just your second game, but there's been long stretches between goals for Maxi Rudy. And how do you, with a player like that, how do you continue to get production from him? How do you put him in a position to continue to succeed?
I don't know. I just want him to... I just put something in his head. I said, Maxi, can you please take one shot on goal in your first 45 minutes? Just one. I just need one shot on goal for the first 45 minutes. And if you do that, then everything is going to be fine. But you cannot let 45 minutes pass without shooting on goal. But not shooting on goal. And, you know, it was good. And today was great that he scored. We have good chances, and we were dangerous, and I like that.
Coach, the fact that Bojan played a little bit more behind in a more central role today seemed to have dynamized the offense a little bit, that attitude that you mentioned, that conviction to go forward, and even it seemed to liberate a little bit Maxi as well, that could focus a little bit more on the offense rather than pressing that much. Would you like to see that more often, Bojan playing in that central position, central role, or it's going to depend on the opponent?
No, we need to focus on ourselves right now, and definitely it's been working very well between those two good players. They're understanding each other very well, and they're working very well with the ball, without the ball, for the team, and that's a good problem to have.
for us because they understand very well the work. And you know, if it's not Bojan that is going high, it's Maxi that is going high. But they have the quality to play underneath. They're not playmakers, but they can have the quality to play underneath. And today we saw that combination. Today we saw those possibilities, and Bojan is getting better. Bojan is going better and better every time. So today was his second 90 minutes game. His second game. We wanted to, you know, give a little bit of rest because he's been tired, definitely. But now we need to rest, recover, and prepare ourselves mentally for what is coming on Saturday. A very tough match.
On Monday when we spoke at practice, we talked about Evan and the fact that he was criticized by fans. Did you have a chance to speak to him since the game on Saturday before today's game to see how he felt, what he had, his mentality and his attitude? And what did you see today from him that makes you believe that maybe he's on the track?
Yes, of course. I talked with all the players. My job is to talk with all of them. With Clément, with Balou, with everyone. For me, part of my job is to talk with the players, to let them express themselves in order for me to get to know them. Because if I don't know them, if I don't talk with them, it's going to be more complicated. So, yes, Evan was, of course, in communication with me, and we talk about the situations. We talk about the job that he was doing, and I expressed to him that I'm going to try to take more responsibilities out of him because, you know, when you have not only to stop the shots, but also you receive the ball and you have to be the playmaker of your team, that's a lot of responsibility. And he's 100 yards, 100 meters far from the goal. So we don't want our goalkeeper to be the playmaker. So he understood that, and the players understand that. And if we give Evan the responsibility to be just the goalkeeper and doing his job, it's going to be better for him. And today was a good response, and he was important for us. He stepped up in the right time at the right moment. So that is even better for himself, for his confidence, and for the team.
Coach, an unconvincing win, but a win all the same. Would you agree? And did you feel the game was too open to your liking?
No, I'm not agreeing with you. But I respect that.
That's fine. Thank you.
You were talking about Evan Bush and the penalties. Was that, in your mind, the catalyst for you guys coming back and getting this, let's face it, very important win?
I think we started off very well. We started off trying to attack, putting pressure. Sadly, you know, they have very talented players, by the way. Vancouver is a very good team. And as I mentioned, Vancouver has a score in every game that they play. So it's a very tough team. It's a very talented team. So, yeah, they scored. Yes. Then it was a PK. PK, not PK, whatever. PK. And, you know, but PKs are part of the game. And, you know, it's a possibility that they miss or the goalkeeper stopped the PK. And definitely, you know, the referee noticed that Ricketts went too soon into the area, repetition, another opportunity for them to score, and we stopped. So that's part of the game. Not convincing for him, but it's part of the game.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.